like you're outside the house and he can like hear you talking or see your car pull in the driveway.
Never.
No. Your wife has lost her mind. Like,
well aware.
Lost her mind.
Only when involving Cooper.
He's fine. He's a good boy.
I guess Greg would probably say that about Ruby too.
Really?
Yeah.
She can sense
Ruby
me.
Knows we're in town. I have to be home right now.
We have to go.
He misses the cats, I think, more than the dogs.
Really?
Well, the dogs are way more work, and the cats are just snugglers.
Hmm.
We're getting another cat.
I know.
Mm-hmm. He's orange, and he may or may not be fluffy. I couldn't tell from the picture. Mom and Dad are fluffy. And he was only like 3 days old.
No.
So the picture I showed you, did I send it to you? Where he's holding him up like this.
Where are you getting this cat from?
Josh.
Oh, okay.
Pet's friend Josh.
Yeah.
He has a long-haired orange boy and like a tortoiseshell long-haired girl. They had babies.
That's adorable.
I think they're actually mother and son. So my kitty might not be the smartest. But that's okay.
That's okay. As long as they look cute, right? It's fine.
I will love him regardless. Oh, so today, the dogs have been covered with ticks.
Yeah.
Covered. Head to toe. What did he do? What?
Because Cooper is just like following Mike out of the room. He's like, fuck off, Mom. With the cats, apparently, in
fine.
Tow.
Okay.
Anyway.
The dogs, like one night I picked 10 ticks off of Ruby. And I've, like, found them. Like, none of them have bitten me, thank God. But I've found them, like, crawling on me. I've woken up. I woke up the other morning with a tick crawling on my eyelid.
That'd be my hell.
They don't really freak me out that much.
Yeah.
But it's a distinct feeling to have a tick on you. Anyway.
Because it's, like, a slow move.
Yeah, it's like a...
It's not like a spider on you.
Where it's going to run across a fly that just, like, sits there. It's like a creepy, crawly feeling. Anyway, we picked a million off June. June. I've been calling her June lately. I don't know what my deal is. Ruby.
Ruru.
We picked a bunch off her. And then Sandy has, like, we've had less on him, but he, like, freaks out when we try to pick him off.
It's like, stop
he,
it.
He, like, screams like a little crybaby pee
they're
pants.
They're part of me now.
And, like, flops down on the ground and, like, aww, kicks and screams. Like, it's a process getting the bugs off of him. So like last night though, instead of trying to like hold him down or anything, I took him in the bathroom and shut the door so we had no room. And then I like pet him nice and like found the ticks and picked them off because we had two that we had found, but there's no way. He's just a big baby.
Yeah.
But today he was like, I heard him like scratching. I don't know what part of his body he was scratching. And I just heard Emma go, oh, my God, from the kitchen. So somehow in, like, checking him a shit ton over and over again, he still managed to have a tick on him that got to be, like, grape size.
I hate that.
And when they get to be grape size, they're, like, this, like, death gray color.
Yeah, because Cooper had one on his chest that we just... Again, Cooper's a small dog, and we check him over and stuff, but we just missed it.
Ugh. It got so big. It got so big that it just fell off on its own. So we're like, oh, my God, Greg. Greg put it on a paper towel next to a quarter to, like, take a picture. And, like, it was gross to me, and I hate that that was in my house, but also from working at the dog grooming shop for so long.
Yeah.
We'd have dogs come in that had like newfies and like big barn dogs and stuff that were going to get their like once a year shave. And they'd have clusters of ticks on them like that. So it looked like grapes.
Ew.
Where we pick like 50 ticks off dogs. It was disgusting. But like, what do you do? You know, you can't like be mad at the people because they're at least they're doing something. Then they're like at least bringing their dog in to get groomed.
That's true.
And if you say like, hey, you need to like get some tick meds on your dog or you have to do this or that, well, then maybe they won't come back to us.
They get bitchy.
Yeah.
Don't tell me how to have my dog.
Yeah. So you want them to like keep bringing their dogs so they at least get like that bit of maintenance. Yeah. Anyway, so our house has been like tick central. Tick party.
Ew.
How's Miami?
Oh my God.
That hotel is so jealous.
Bougie as fuck is what that hotel was.
It was so fancy.
So, and like we got there at like 12:30 on Sunday. And we were like checking in and stuff. And she's like, oh, you guys got upgraded.
How? Like, why did you get upgraded?
Who the fuck knows?
When I go to hotels, they're like, oh,
you got downgraded
your room
to
is
a
taken,
single.
So we'll just give you this like fucking broom closet to sleep in.
Because
I never get upgraded.
Because Mike requested a balcony or a beach view. No, he requested just a beach view. It doesn't have to have a balcony or anything like that. Fine. But yeah, we got there and we got upgraded to a suite, and it had a huge ass bathroom and like a kitchenette.
I wonder if it was because it was like a Sunday night. So maybe they weren't as busy as like during the week or weekend.
Yeah. When we got there Sunday, it was packed, and then it just kind of like dissipated. Like the rest of the week, there's hardly anybody there.
Well, yeah, because everybody's checking out on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got there at noon, and that's like probably right around when checkout was.
Yeah.
Then it was probably hopping.
Yeah.
Because a lot of hotels like that too, like, yeah, you might have to check out of your room at 11 or whatever, but you can leave your shit
down
in like a storage type, like checked baggage place so that you can hang out until your flight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a ton of fun. We ate at a lot of good restaurants.
That stone crab looked
Joe's
great.
Joe's stone crab was amazing. And we found it on Travel Man.
Really?
Because we were watching Travel Man like months ago, and Mike brought it up. He was like, oh, I think they went to Joe's Stone Crab like in Miami Beach, like we should check it out. So we rewatched the episode, and the prices have drastically changed since they filmed it, but
higher or lower?
Lots higher.
Yeah, write on that piece of paper and show me how much you're, because I saw your plate of food,
how much my total bill was, because I got fritters too, conch fritters.
Okay. Yeah.
Total bill. Yep. That's how much just mine was.
Oh, that's kind of what I thought.
It's not bad. The yeah, it wasn't bad.
Because when you said you went there, I like looked up their menu, but like one, it said stone crab was out of season as of May 1st.
You can still get it.
Okay.
Because we looked at that too, and we were like, holy fuck, like this is one reason like why Mike picked this conference so we could eat at this restaurant.
God. So, but then when I looked up like the menu, they had like different size options.
I got the classic Joe, and it comes with like coleslaw, classic Joe large. So coleslaw, larger stone crab claws.
Okay.
And then hash browns, cream spinach, and then
I wondered what that was. I couldn't tell what the veggie was, but that was spinach.
Cream spinach. It was really good.
It kind of looked like just like collard greens or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. The conch, I've heard, or is it conch?
I think it's conch. I say conch.
I think it's conch too, but the conch fritters were really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just delicious.
Yeah, I looked up the menu and there was a ton, like all their steaks were like market price. And that was like one of their complaints, is people would come in and be like, what is this? Or I should have asked how much it costs because it was market price. But like,
if it says market price on a menu, it's going to be expensive. Like you should just bring money.
Yes.
Anytime they don't put the prices on the menu, it's like, okay.
Yeah. Or ask.
Or ask. Just call and ask.
Yeah. Like, I see, you know, your whatever, your snow crab is market price. Yeah. Like, what is it going per pound or per half pound?
We ate at a sushi place, too, that was in the hotel, and it was really good. But even then, my bill was still, like, $100.
Yeah.
And my virgin mojito was, like, $20 or $15 or something. And I was like,
that's Miami.
That's Miami, though.
I told somebody when we went down there, because we actually, I said we were going to Miami just to generalize it, but we were in Hollywood Beach. And Hollywood Beach was expensive, but not nearly the same prices as Miami.
Yeah.
But like, if you were buying a like a big daiquiri or something at a restaurant, it would be $20.
Yes.
So it wasn't like horrible because, yeah, I'm not paying like $15 for a non-alcoholic drink.
Right.
Because that's like a mojito with no rum in it is like lemonade with mint.
Yes.
Like that yeah. should be a maximum $5.
Yes. But Mike could put all of his meals on his corporate card.
Okay.
So.
Did he have like a limit? Like a.
No.
No. It was like have fun. You're in Miami.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Pretty much. But he didn't want to have so much fun that he put all of my meals on his bill.
That is fair.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they know like how much it costs to eat in Miami.
Yeah.
And whereas, when you're going with work, you're not going to pick up, like, gas station sandwiches. But well, you're also yeah. not going to eat a $500 meal. Yeah. You're going to, like, try to...
That and, like, they had breakfast and lunch, too, at the conference.
Oh, like, okay, that's cool.
So he would just, like, bring me back a takeaway container filled with food from his lunch.
And while you're at the beach?
Breakfast while I was at the beach and at the pool. He was like, here.
Did the hotel have breakfast, free breakfast? Because sometimes mm-mm. they don't when they have restaurants. Yeah.
No.
I looked up the nightly rates for that hotel because I...
Did it make you want to throw up?
I'm telling you that it should have included meals.
That it should have.
Because Greg and I stayed at a resort in Mexico yeah. with a beach view for the same price, all inclusive.
Yes.
For less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I'm fancy. Saying is that I
Miami's fancy, though.
I wouldn't have stayed there... If it wasn't paid for.
I kind of wonder, mm-hmm. I know my friend Nem and her sister did like a little
yeah.
getaway kind of thing in Miami. And she, one, complained about prices of drinks. She's like, I just paid $15 for a White Claw. Like, yes. what is happening yeah. here? This is insane.
Yep.
But then they charge you whatever the price is. And then there's like the resort fee.
There's resort fee. And then everything includes gratuity. All of the meals.
Yeah. So which she's like, bad she's like, okay, I had two White Claws and it was $45.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yes.
No. But this is why when I'm on vacation and I'm drinking, I drink like I go to the store and I spend $12 on a bottle of vodka or a 12 pack of yes. beer. And then I just have it and drink it in my room.
Yeah.
Or pour it in a travel thing and whatever. Because resort prices are insane.
Yeah. 1000%. But it was a ton of fun. I didn't, like, I was talking to my trainer today because Mike and I both went to the gym. And he looked at me and then he looked at Mike and he was just like, you guys are like me, right? Like, you put on sunscreen just to get a tan so you don't, yes. like, fry.
And you like, do yeah. look tan.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, tan, not burnt.
Mm-hmm. That was my goal.
I do. I put on sunscreen, too. Oh, what I meant to tell you when I started talking about Nam... About, like, the priciness of the area. Where she stayed, it was very expensive mm-hmm. as well. On top of, like, the resort fees that yeah, are like included with everything. Yeah,
like, we stayed in Miami Beach. Like, right on the water.
So, yeah. So does she. And they did a tour, like, a boat tour.
Ooh.
Of all of the, like, famous people
Shit, you that can lived, do that. Yeah.
That live in the area. So it was, like... Oh, this is J-Lo's house.
Oh, my
and this
God.
Is The Rock's house. And they did like a little boat tour and mm-hmm. the tour guide pointed out like all the famous people.
Yeah. That would have mm-hmm. been cool. They did it in Travel Man too. They
oh, really?
Did the same like boat tour.
It mm-hmm. looked like a lot of fun. And like they had little drinks on the boat and she snapped the whole thing. So yeah. I saw it and.
Like, oh my God, J-Lo's house.
I know. Like maybe she'll be outside.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure not, but whatever.
Yeah, because I can't remember in Travel Man, the guy said it was some famous rapper who had a house and he had his palm trees shipped in.
Was it Jay-Z?
It might have been.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the palm trees only grow to a certain height, so they're all uniform. And they're specific palm trees. Wild.
I mean...
I guess if you have the money...
If I had that kind of money and just be like, please landscape my front yard with annuals and perennials that... We'll do good in my desert.
Yeah.
Sandy front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
That would be it.
Yeah.
And somebody would be like, that's $3,000. And I'd be like, whew, that's pricey, but okay.
That's pricey, but I guess so.
Not, you know, $1 million a tree or whatever he paid for his
Who
palm trees.
Who fucking knows? I don't know. Yeah. But a ton of fun.
Would you ever want to go to Montenegro?
In this fucking movie? No. Let's just.
I know.
We did a lot of intro, but we haven't seen each other in a while.
I know. I Miami. Can't think. Nothing really new has happened with me. Just, you know, throwing that out there. Nothing new has happened. I mean, some new things have happened, but not for podcast. I'll tell you later.
Ooh. Okay. Let me write it down. Aaron has important things to tell me.
It's not really important.
If it pertains to you, it's important.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just things I could text you. Like, it's not so important I have to tell you in person.
That's okay.
But also don't want to say it on the podcast because then I might jinx myself.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Montenegro, right?
Yeah, Montenegro. Yeah.
In Killer Mermaid or Mamula or Nymph.
I wanted to say Mamula, just looking at it, but it's actually Mamula.
Mamula.
That's how they say it. Mamula.
They do.
That's how they say it.
I watched it today.
Did you really?
I did. I watched it like a couple hours ago. Anyway.
Good, because I watched it a few days ago now and
okay.
I did not read my notes. So there's going to be moments where I'm like, and then this happened?
Cool. So Killer Mermaid is an hour and a half long. It came out in 2014. It's a Serbian film, but it is in
not
English.
The Serbian film.
Oh, fuck no.
Stop.
Just.
Okay.
Bleh, ugh. Anyway.
Filmed. Yeah. Serbian filmed.
Yes. It's on Peacock, Tubi, Fubo, Freevee, all of the free things. Well, Peacock isn't free, but...
Yeah. I think I watched it on Tubi.
Yeah. A lot of Serbian names. So everybody just buckle up because my pronunciation
Have we ever done Train to Busan?
No, but I really want to, but I'm
so
terrified.
So I feel like after you pronounce all these Serbian names, then you could definitely pronounce all those names.
Yeah, because that movie is such a good
Greg wants us to do just Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Regular old Night of the Living Dead.
Yep.
He ordered a book that's based on the film from the brother's point of view.
Ooh.
That's called I'm Coming to Get You, Barbara. And it's the brother because he falls, but he just hits his head. And then when he wakes up, like his sister's gone, like in the beginning, you know, he's chasing her in the cemetery. And she runs away and leaves him there.
And then
it's his side of the story.
Ooh, that'd be good. Okay, anyway. It's directed by Milan Todorovic.
Don't look at me because I don't know.
I
didn't write any of them down to even validate your claims.
It is written by Milan Konjevic, Barry Keating, and Marko Bakovic. It stars Kelly, the brainy one.
Basically,
yeah. Kelly is played by Christina Klebb. She was in The Devil's Carnival.
Really?
Yeah. So that is also on our list to do because after doing...
write that down.
Yeah. I'll remember that one.
Okay.
She was also in Hellboy, and she's a voice actress and does a lot of voice acting. Lucy, the pretty one, is played by Natalia Guslistaya, or Natalie Byrne is her screen name, essentially. She's a model, and she's been in a few movies and like random characters and stuff, but she was in Mechanic Resurrection with
no idea
Jason Statham. The Mechanic.
Oh,
films.
The Mechanic. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alex, the hot college friend, is played by Slobodan Stefanovic, and he's a pretty famous theater actor. He's been in Cabaret, The Producers, and like a ton of other theater productions. Yasmin, Alex's fiance, is played by Sofia Rajevic. She hasn't been in a ton of stuff. I think she's a model. Because a lot of these actors, so they have like their own Serbian internet movie database where it has like the picture of the actor and then what they were in. But it's all in...
It's Serbian, yeah.
Yeah. She was in a movie called Neverending Past that got a lot of awards. Bobin, or Bob, Yasmin's friend is played by Dragan. I'm sure that that is totally wrong. Mika Mikanovic. Lots of Serbian dubbed films. Lots of Disney Serbian dubbed films.
Really?
He does voices for Cars, Moana, Hotel Transylvania. He does a lot of voice.
Like, I was telling stuff. You to watch dubbed films to learn languages.
Yes.
Because, like, pretty sure if I watched, like, Moana and The Little Mermaid.
Moana.
And The Lion King. Yeah. Like, in, you know.
Spanish.
Or Serbian.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, all right. I get what's going on.
I kind of understand what you're saying. Yeah. Skyla, or the mermaid, is played by Zorana Kostic Obradovic.
Obradovic. Okay.
Famous Serbian model. Her creature, because there were two actresses that played the mermaid, the creature version is played by Mina Sablik Papajic. Sure. And then Nico, one of the grungy sailors, is played by Franco Nero. He was in Django, the original, in 1966, and Django, the new one, in 2012.
In 1966, I mean, he's older, but not that old.
No.
Like, he must have been, like, a kid in it.
I think so.
Okay.
And then he was in Letters to Juliet.
Yeah.
With Amanda Seyfried. The Guardian, the other grungy sailor dude, is played by Miodrag Kristovic. And he was in Zone of the Dead with Christina Kleb and Ken Foree.
I just called him the murderer through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the murderer. The guardian in Internet Movie Database land.
Well, they can't call him the murderer because that would give a lot away.
Yeah. And fun fact. So I, like, kind of deep dove into Christina Kleb because she was super interesting. Like, her Internet Movie Database stuff was, like, filled with things.
Yeah.
She was in a movie in 2018 called Sleigh Bells. Santa Claus helps three cosplaying girls after they accidentally unleash Krampus.
What?
So.
Christmas.
Christmas movie. Sleigh Bells.
Is our Christmas movie.
And it's
movie.
Not B-E-L-L-S, like ring-a-ding-ding bell.
Yeah.
It's bells like bell beauty, bell. B-E-L-L.
Sleigh Bells. Oh, my goodness.
So that's it. I apologize to everybody that knows how to speak Serbian. And, yep, because those names were atrocious.
Is good at nameology.
Is good at nameology.
Now, so this was filmed, on location.
Mm-hmm.
In, wow, did I really not write it down? Montenegro, which is kind of like a tiny little area that's cornered in between Bosnia, Serbia, and Albania.
Okay.
Off of the coast, it's like in the Adriatic Sea, is the island Mamula, where it was initially a fortress 170 years ago.
Yeah.
Military fortress. Over the years, it was a lot of different things. Well, it was actually used for, like, a Nazi camp.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Like, in real life?
In real life. Wow. It was, like, a concentration camp.
Oh.
So it was used as a prison. It's beautiful. Like, the scenery and everything. Yeah. I guess you know, when you hear about any of those countries, you just hear about, like, war.
Yeah.
But
unfortunately,
when they're like cruising around in their yachts, like, the landscape is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is, now that you can go and tour it, but it's also a hotel.
Shut up.
Yeah. Rooms run about €1,000 a night.
So I don't know about you, but I feel like my moral compass would start pinging if I stayed at
an old concentration camp. And that was, like, a big deal. I didn't read a ton into it.
Yeah.
Just because I was doing it last second.
But rich people will do fucking anything. It wasn't really,
like, the argument of whether or not people are going to come and stay there. It was more like a government thing, like, keeping that as like a national landmark instead of selling out and making it touristy. Well, mm-hmm. it can be touristy as, you know, something where a bunch of terrible shit happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Or even like, you know, here you can go to like Fort whatever and like tour it. But this was where like it was a concentration camp.
Yeah, icky. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, but now it's like you can go there, tour the grounds, whatever. Parts of it are super bougie hotel, which I guess like €1,000 is like right around €1,000 American
mm-hmm.
nowadays, right? Like they're similar.
I think so.
Anyway, but yeah, you can go and stay there.
I'm gonna look it up now. I mean, not the place, but.
Yeah. Now, the acting in this I thought was good.
Ooh, buddy.
I liked the story, and I like kind of how in-depth all the characters were.
Yeah.
Handheld camera.
Yeah.
For the whole thing.
For the whole thing.
And not like Blair Witch handheld, where it's somebody physically running, but it's like if you and Mike were like, we're going to act out a scene from blah, blah, blah. Film us in the backyard. Yes. And I held a normal video camera and recorded it. I could do a better job.
Yeah. The acting wasn't terrible.
The acting wasn't terrible.
No.
Pat, his number one comment was, it was the worst porn he'd ever seen.
Oh.
Because between the shaky camera and sort of the acting quality.
Yeah.
And the fact that nothing really gets going until like into the movie.
Yes. Like a half an hour left in the movie is when things start like really kicking off.
Yeah. So I was hopeful with the opening credits because there was like
some
music
Jaws.
Playing.
It was Jaws.
Yeah. It was like an underwater mm-hmm. shipwreck, like kind of panning over it. It looked cool. Well, then it goes from that still credits to home video style vacation intro. There's like a beautiful landscape. There's a couple
mm-hmm.
that are being videoed, hugging, kissing, like having fun. It just looks like a good time. Then there's a little motorcycle ride out to like little, not like even a makeout point, just kind of like a turn off on the side of the road that was near the ocean.
Yeah.
Guy and a girl. She takes her top off. They like kiss, I think, a little bit, maybe even not that, but he like turns and walks to the water and is just standing there like stunned and then jumps in.
Yeah.
She can't do anything to help him. He just jumps in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this was Sergey. Sergey jumps into the water after he heard something. The girl on shore is like yelling for him, screaming, freaking out. Why the fuck you jump in the water? Then you don't see the man, but somebody walks up behind her with like a big like claw anchor and hooks it through her and kills her.
It was very much I Know What You Did Last Summer. And they make a comment.
Yes.
Yeah.
That there's this like fisherman
mm-hmm.
wandering around killing people. I did kind of like that because it starts right out like this is a slasher movie.
Yes.
Lots of people are going to die. Then it goes into like, I don't know, the next day, a couple mm-hmm. days later, there's two gals on vacation that are supposedly Americans, even though they have very strong accents.
Christina Kleb doesn't have a super strong accent, but the other one absolutely
does.
And but, I think that was she American? Because they know that, like, Alex isn't American. Like,
they met him in school. They met him in college.
Yeah.
So Christina, they met him in college and were going to visit him.
Yeah.
In Montenegro.
So Kelly reminds me of a young Stacker Channing, and Scarlett Johansson had a baby. She has very Scar Jo vibes, but, like, not as hot. I don't mean to be rude, but, like.
Actually, Emma. I feel really bad saying this because she's really pretty.
She's so pretty.
Emma called her the Wish Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
But in a good way.
But in a good way, though. Because if anybody ever says, like, you look like Scarlett Johansson, even a little bit, it's like, Okay.
Looking a little bit like her is better than not looking like her at all. maybe not Wish. Maybe like, oh, what's the one I buy all my patio stuff from? Sheen?
Mm-hmm.
Sheen would
That's
be
not
better.
As bad.
Yeah. But yeah.
Because she has like the dimples and the eyes and stuff. Like
she just has.
Yeah.
So Lucy and Kelly, they're on vacation. Kelly's, you know, reading, working on her phone, like kind of put together. Lucy's like, hey, we're on vacation. Let's party.
She has like a beautiful glittery bikini and like living her best life.
Well, the whole reason they're there is because they're going to meet up with their friend, Alex, who happened to date Lucy 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, they didn't date that long.
No.
No.
But she still has feelings for him. Mm-hmm. So she thinks, like, hey, I'm going to come here and visit and maybe...
hook up, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they meet up with him. Immediately, he introduces both of them as his college friends to Yasmin, his beautiful fiance.
Yes. And she is beautiful.
A little awkward.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you can kind of tell, like, something weird is going on because he's not as, like,
all he's like, over. Well, it's because they get into it later. But, like, when they're all sitting down for drinks, Kelly's like, yeah, you know, where are your single friends? Ha ha. And he's like, oh, I'll find someone for you. And then Lucy's like, not me. And he looks at her like, no. In front of his fiance.
Ugh. That's awkward.
Super awkward. So he invites them out on his yacht. Kelly's afraid of the water. She kind of like pulls it together. You don't like know why at the time, but she doesn't like being in the boat.
No.
Which
she's not a fan.
I feel like that area, like if you're in Montenegro, it's like a big kind of boating area from like what I saw in this movie. They boat to this village. That's when they meet the other creepy boat guy. He's like staring at them, just being weird.
Yeah.
Yasmin kind of confronts the two of them and seems jealous at dinner.
Like immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And seems jealous. She's jealous with Alex about like them all being friends, but then all of a sudden they have like a dance party.
Mm-hmm.
Later that night, Lucy and Kelly go outside and they talk. They think it's super weird that Alex didn't say anything in 7 years. They're debating like telling Yasmin.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you say that? It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like she's kind of jealous, though. So she might have an issue with it. Anyway, that's when Kelly, even though she's afraid of the water, like ducks out to go take a walk on the beach.
Yeah.
Alone. So, in the middle of the night after they all got drunk. Oh.
I wrote that down and I was just like, yeah, let's take a solo walk around being an American tourist in a foreign land. People love Americans.
Yeah.
Especially women that are messing around solo, like you're dumb.
Yeah. While they're dancing, Yasmin got sick because they'd all been drinking and assumingly went to bed.
Yeah.
So then Kelly's like, I'm gonna go just wander around at whatever time in the night by myself in this like beach community where I could easily be abducted. And Alex and Lucy are then alone to chat.
Ugh.
First, she, like, spills all of Kelly's beans about how her brother drowned when she was 10. She couldn't swim. It was this big deal. That's why she's afraid of the water.
Yeah.
Of course, they kiss. Of course.
I called that a mile away.
Yeah. And then next day. Oh, at that point in time, too, you see another just, like, random drunk guy. Mm-hmm. He's, like, peeing in the street. He also gets anchored and murdered.
Yeah.
So people are getting murdered.
And like, they're, like, missing people.
And here's Kelly just wandering around.
Well,
and there are, like, missing persons all over the island.
There are missing people all over the island for years. and years. Like, this has been going on for three decades or something.
Decades, yes. Yeah.
Let's go to an island where all of these people have gone missing.
So, well, I don't know if where they are is an island.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
But they, yeah, like, take their boat from, like, a bigger city to, like, a smaller, like, beachside city.
I also wrote down, I feel like there are less messy ways to kill somebody.
Agreed. So, they're out on their boat hanging out the next day. And they say they see Mamala Island. It gets explained to them that it's an abandoned prison. Mm-hmm. But with Alex's, like, big yacht, they can't get in close enough to, like, go explore it.
Yeah.
Like, there's nowhere for him to, like, beach or anchor or whatever. Oh. But they do, however, they, like, go there and just anchor next to it and swim.
Yes.
They don't actually go up to the island. Kelly doesn't want to get off the boat.
No, not at all.
Nope. That is when she sees a man on shore creeping around up there on this abandoned prison island. Mm-hmm. While all this is happening, I don't remember if it was Lucy or if it was Yasmin, but one of them gets her legs grabbed while they're swimming.
Lucy.
Lucy.
Yeah.
Then Bobin.
Yeah.
He had been fishing nearby and saw them and, like, swam over to, like, creep them out.
Yeah.
To surprise them. Both of the American gals think he's the bee's knees.
I don't.
Really?
I don't think he's that attractive. He's
good looking. He's kind of like Marquette good looking.
Yes.
Shaggy beard, skinny, tan.
Yeah.
Shaggy curly hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marquette good looking.
Like, yeah, he would, like, mountain bike or, like, hang out at Black Rocks. You know, maybe be in, like, a bluegrass band.
Yeah. Yes.
But, you know, they're American, so his accent probably did a lot, too.
That's true. We are suckers for that.
Exactly. Lucy gets outed that she had told about Kelly's brother.
Yeah.
So she's, like, not too happy about that.
It was kind of weird because if they were all really good friends in college, like, enough to go to Montenegro or wherever they are to visit him, like, wouldn't he have known?
I feel like that's something that would have come out, like, drinking
at some
in
point.
College, yeah. You know, yeah. If you're that good of friends.
Mm-hmm.
When they get back, they come across a different sea captain. Not the murdering sea captain.
Not the murdering kind.
That basically says to stay away from Mamala, that the island is drenched in blood. It was a Nazi camp. It's horrible, haunted, evil.
He said blood attracts blood.
Yeah. His name is Nico, and he's looking for his daughter. His daughter happens to be the cute blonde that gets killed in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Well, they...
I was reading my notes. Please don't go to the fortress. Nah.
So he tells them this, and they're like, meh, we're going to go. They get into it that night because Bob is like, hey, girls, I'll take you to the island. We can go exploring. And Alex is like, no.
Like, why are we doing this?
Oh, well, my big giant yacht won't fit in there. But Bob is like, hippie guy, like, hey, cool, let's go exploring. All adventure time guy. So he takes them in his, like, small boat.
Yeah.
To the island. They're exploring it.
Would you have gone to the island?
Fuck yeah, I would.
No.
Yes, I would. I would totally go.
You and I, two different people.
I can drive down the road and see an abandoned house and be like, I'm going in there. I'm figuring out how to get in that abandoned house.
And I'm going to go in there mm-hmm. and then be possessed by a demon.
Or, like, find a treasure chest full of gold doubloons. You don't know.
That's true.
What if they're walking around this island and, like, oh, like, this part of the wall collapses and they find, you know, amazing Spanish, I guess Spanish. Yeah, Spanish would have been over there, too. Spanish dumped gold everywhere.
Yeah.
But whatever, treasure. Even something cool. Like, it doesn't have to be treasure. It can be like an old book.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm a very cautious person. I don't.
I am too, but there's nothing. Like, I don't believe that I'll go into an abandoned house and get possessed.
Or killed.
I could go and do an abandoned house at nighttime like an idiot, and there could be like a hobo in there that smashes my brains in. But if I go in daylight with other people and we have flashlights and we're like investigating, it's pretty safe.
Okay.
And I'm not like marching around on floor that's falling through or anything. I'm careful. Not that I've been in an abandoned house in a long time, but I used to be.
Okay.
I really haven't. I can't remember when.
I don't know if I would go. I would probably adamantly stay back, and they can go explore first. And if it was cool, then I would go. But
yeah.
Yeah. Like, I watch too many movies where people get murdered.
Like the brother in Texas Chainsaw in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
Like, he should have either stayed back or went with them, but not what he did. Not what he did at all.
Not what he did at all. That's true.
He should have just left.
Oh,
that was a bad example.
Poor Franklin.
Yeah. I did not like him.
Ugh.
Okay. While they're all investigating this amazing, not scary, beautiful structure.
It is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I will say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Broad daylight, sunny.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day to get murdered.
They spot a man that's carrying buckets. Adventure time at that point is kind of over, because when he dumps the buckets down into this well, you see it looks like blood in a hand.
Yeah.
Everyone loses their fucking mind, obviously, and they all hide. Once the man leaves, they go and look down the well.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would do that.
I don't know if I would do that either.
I would see that and then I would want to leave. I would want to go home.
Yeah.
That would be scary.
Why investigate more?
See, so I am cautious.
Okay.
When
it suddenly turns horrible.
When it's happy fun time, we're just exploring, adventurers, fine.
Bloody hands and buckets, not so much.
Yeah. Some weird dude dumping bloody buckets down a well. No.
Yeah.
Well, they can't see down into it because it's dark. But Kelly, because she has her phone for work or whatever, she takes pictures down the well with a flash. In her photos, she sees a girl's face looking up. A
beautiful woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then they hear gunshots, somebody shooting at them, and they run. They run back to the boat. The boat's damaged to the point where they can't get away in it. And they keep getting shot at.
Oh, God, what a time. I was waiting for somebody to dramatically get shot.
So was I. They managed to dodge the bullet on that one. Now, if you were the guardian, wouldn't you want them to get away on their boat and leave there? And maybe be too scared to come back?
Well, they would tell the police.
What are the police going to do? The police have to know what's going on. This has to be like a conspiracy.
A town conspiracy? Yeah. They do discuss that.
They do hint that like the town is in on this.
Yeah. Oh.
So.
That's true. They would just be crazy tourists.
Like one guy picking off tourists here and there to feed the mermaid.
To keep her happy.
Or like getting, like they're not going to care. The police. Yeah. They would disappear, maybe. Who knows? So the boat's damaged. They keep getting shot at. They're running. I think when you actually see the guardian a little bit, he kind of looks like Stefano from, what's it called?
Days of Our Lives. Like a young Stefano De Niro.
Yeah. I think it's Damaris.
Damara. Stefano Damara. Yeah, that makes sense. De Niro. Robert's brother. It's fine.
So Bob gets in a fight with a guy as like they're fleeing.
So there are five of them.
Yeah. And they can't take out the one. Well, he's got a gun. And then he's
And unlimited shells, apparently.
And unlimited shells.
Yeah, okay.
He gets a pretty nasty cut on his leg as he's fleeing, but he manages to escape. The wound care on this is an F minus.
Oh, God. I was like, first of all, you're trying. If you hit the artery, you would be dead.
His leg was cut and bleeding, but not to the point where he's going to bleed out.
No.
He rips off the bottom of his shirt and like ties above it tightly, that's probably not a good idea. If anything, just like wrap that fabric around it to keep the blood from dripping everywhere.
Yes.
Because he's being tracked at this point because he's bleeding. Also, the amount of blood on the rocks from where he's walked looks like he's bleeding out.
Yeah. And the blood would drip down into his boot.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't be like on the rock or anything.
No.
Yeah. And if that were the case, I would take the blood from my wound and like rub it on stuff to make it look like I went one way.
Would you?
I've seen enough movies. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
He kind of does that.
Does he?
Well, like he's following the blood, but he like gets in the water and like. So they all kind of separate. Alex and Kelly are wandering through these tunnels. Yeah. And then Alex says he hears something. And he starts like going off in a different direction.
Yeah.
With Kelly not hearing anything, following him.
Not at all.
The other three see the killer on his like pedal bike knife sharpener sharpening his hook. Now, Alex and Kelly get to a locked door and through like a hole in it, he hears the most beautiful voice and sees the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the killer is closing in on them.
Yes.
Yeah. And Alex is like, no, we're not leaving her. And is like flipping out on the door.
I would fucking leave. I would too. Leave.
Alex, Kelly manages to run away. This is one of those things. Like, how long was this hallway where she's fighting with Alex about coming or going?
Mm-hmm.
The killer's on his way there, but she has time to run away.
Yeah.
And Alex busts through the door. The other three, in the meantime, are searching through the killer's living space.
Oh, Alex is dead.
Oh, does he die?
He absolutely dies. He gets dragged into the water. Well, you don't see it, but you see him later just like floating in the water. Not eaten or
anything.
I
wasn't sure if that happened.
I'm pretty sure he dies.
Didn't know if it like flashed to another scene and then came back to that.
I don't think so.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, he busts through the door and the mermaid kills him.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't have time for him.
Ugh.
The other three are searching the killer's living space to find a way to the mainland. They find out that the killer and Nico, the boatsman that they met on shore, who was looking for his daughter, are related somehow, friends, know each other, but there's a photo of the two of them together.
Yeah. You don't know how they know each other yet.
Yes. I think they're in military uniforms.
They are. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they're in their military uniforms next to each other. Kelly manages to catch up, rejoin the group, then, of course, running, like a typical slasher movie. That's when Yasmin gets hooked. They don't know. They all, like, run away, and then they're like, where the fuck did she go?
Yeah, they're all in, like, the Guardian's, like, living quarters or whatever. And so they all just kind of, like, bail out, and Yasmin's like, where's Alex? And Kelly's just like, he left.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? And so she takes a couple of seconds to collect herself, a couple seconds too fucking long.
Yeah.
Because she gets, like, harpooned by the anchor in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And then apparently dies immediately, and the guy like drags her into the tub and immediately starts like hacking off her head and spine.
Somehow carves her head and spine out with like a hatchet.
Yeah.
I imagine that'd be very difficult to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, he ends up decapitating her and then throwing her head at them.
Yeah, so they're all like, where's Yasmin? And then they kind of like turn around and they see the guy there, and he just has her head and just like throws it.
I Know What You Did Last Summer vibe to that.
Yeah.
Because you don't see his face or anything. No. You just see like a fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. scaring the shit out of these kids.
Yeah.
And that made me question too, how much can she eat?
Yeah, because there would be like rotten food all over the place.
Because there's two on the island. They picked up a guy the night before, and the Nico's daughter had to be like within a week.
Yeah.
Are they, there's no like freezer. Like no. What? She's eating an unnatural amount of yes. food.
Yeah. And if they were, if she was continuously eating like that, then like there would be nobody in.
Well, how would you keep that a secret? You know, one body like a month or something, like, oh, fishing accident or this yeah. happened, or, you know, that's a really dangerous area to swim.
Yeah.
The body fell. Was never found. Mm-hmm. But really?
Yeah.
Just like picking people off like this?
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, then they, as they're snooping again, they find the locket that has a picture of Nico and his daughter
yeah.
in it. So they know that she's mm-hmm. gone. They also find an axe, and they also find a set of keys. This is like the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an investigative video game.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
That's when Bob hears, when he hears the singing.
Oh.
Now, he's like wandering off. Kelly punches him, and then he kind of snaps out of it.
Yeah.
It like gets his attention.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's no Alex, because they don't know.
Yeah.
He went into that room. Now
they don't know.
Now he's gone. They do, however, find the mermaid. Bob, once again, is entranced by her, like, yeah. staring at her. Oh, we have to help her.
Yeah.
And the whole time, like, the sounds that she's making are kind of, like, underwater, like, oh.
Yeah, it's very, like, orca-y.
It reminds me of that video game Echo.
Yes. That, and I have a lot of things to say about CGI'd mermaid tales. In 2014, and I know this was a few years ago, you could... Like, they had silicone tails then that would have looked better.
Yeah. It might have been cheaper, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Do the CGI. Because for yeah. a while, I mean, you know, in film, as soon as CG became a thing, then it's like everything got CGI'd and looked yeah. like shit.
Yes.
And then 10 years later, they're like, oh, well, maybe we should actually go back to like... using real things once in a while
yes.
because all these movies in like mid-2000s look like shit.
Star Wars, A Phantom Menace.
That's a good example. Yeah. While Bob's entranced by her, he gets hooked in the shoulder. Not deadly.
No.
Hooked. He fights. While they're fighting, the mermaid goes from like beautiful...
Mm-hmm.
poor girl to be rescued to scary monster with like deep sea fish teeth yes. face. Yeah.
Which that was super cool.
That was cool.
I like monstery mermaids.
But then they kind of made her more like a siren. Like, because like mermaids didn't like lure people in and kill them. Sirens no, lured sirens people did. In and killed them and mm-hmm. ate them. And sirens were also like ladybirds.
They were ladybirds.
But they made her like, I'm luring you to your death.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to like captivate you with this false beauty. And then when you get close, I'm going to eat you.
The mermaids in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
Two or three.
I think it's three.
I think it's three.
Yeah. Anyway, those are all good.
Yeah.
Those mermaids
were really cool.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot about that movie.
I know. I was thinking about it when she was, like, luring it, when I was watching this, when she was, like, luring them into the water. I was like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, the actress is beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they fight. The mermaid turns into a monster. Lucy...
It's too close to the edge of the fucking water, Lucy.
Too close to the water. She's dead. Bob.
R.I.P. Lucy.
Bob gets the hook through the hand in like a defensive wound,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty gross. but he still manages to win. The Guardian, or how I've called him, the killer through the whole thing.
Yeah.
He takes an axe to the back.
Yep.
Now, the mermaid...
Allegedly dies.
Mm-hmm. The mermaid... This is all in the last, like, 20 minutes of the movie. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
You could probably fast forward a lot of this.
So, the mermaid, like, is laying over his body and, like, flipping shit.
Yeah.
Over him. And I guess up until that point, like, I knew he was taking care of her. Yeah. But I didn't know that she, like, cared for him.
They loved each other.
Yeah.
Like, it was a mutual love. Yeah. It's kind of shitty.
Yeah. Well, Bob and Kelly, last two, they run for it. Now, somehow, while the mermaid is, like, crying over him, he is healed.
I didn't know mermaids could do this.
I don't know either.
What do I know?
So they're running, like, twisting, turning hallways, trying to get the fuck out of there. And then they hear pounding on a door. It opens, and Nico is outside to let them out and save them. Randomly. Yeah. So he finds them.
I also want to know, too, so the Guardian, like, has to get there somehow, right? He has to have a boat.
Yes.
Why didn't they just look around the island for a fucking boat?
That's what I thought, too.
Sea of Thieves. It reminded me of Sea of Thieves.
The only thing I can think is he might have had either, like, something inflatable that was, like, tucked in somewhere with just, yeah, like, a tiny motor.
That's true.
Or he had something that was inflated, or, like, a tiny little rowboat or something. Because he could be like, hey, babe, push me to shore. And he could get in his little fucking inner tube, and she'd just be like, bloop, 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 pushing him to shore.
Aw, how romantic.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why not? He's killing people for her, okay?
The least she could do
is swim him to shore.
Swim him to shore.
He rides on her back.
Do you remember Echo, like, a lot? Do you remember having to, like, jump through the rings?
Yeah.
That was a great game.
You had to jump through the rings. And the rings were all moving and they were underwater. Some of them were out of the water.
Yeah.
But you had to, like... The music was all calming.
Was that on N64 or was it Sega?
I'm pretty sure it was Sega.
Yeah.
That's anyway.
Good game.
So maybe that's... Yeah. Nico leads him out. He says he'll explain everything later. They're in a boat.
And I like how Lucy is just like, I'm not, like, getting in that boat. And he's just like, what other fucking options do you have, lady?
No, that's Kelly.
Oh, Kelly.
Yeah. Kelly, she's still afraid of the water at this point, even if it's going to save her life.
Yeah.
I'd be swimming away. Like, fuck this shit. She gets in the boat, and then there's kind of like a Jaws.
It very much is, and I think the actor that played Nico did a wonderful job at
this. I think so, too. He should have been in the movie way more.
There's like a tear shed and everything. It was...
What is that called? A monologue?
Yeah.
Where, like, an actor gives, like, a long, intense.
Mm-hmm.
It was very much that. So, he was in the military. They were stationed on that base, I believe, on that island. And she came along and killed all his men. There's, like, seven of them.
Yeah, there were seven, including Nico.
Yeah. Killed all of them. Now... He was discharged from the base. And he thought that his best friend was also dead.
And the government just, like, covered it up.
Yes.
As they would.
And he also goes into kind of the lore of it, where they thought that there's, like, three islands that make, like, a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, or they thought, that these were, like, kind of a cursed mermaid area.
Yeah.
But it turns out that Mamala was one of those islands when they had initially thought it was a different one.
Yeah.
So that's included in this, like, triangle where bad shit happens.
And, like, he says, he goes into, like, the mermaid lore, too. And he says, mermaids spare man, and sometimes they fall in love with him.
Yes. So his friend, who was a lieutenant, was spared, and they fell in love, and he kept her secret.
Yes.
And I wrote, nice monologue. Good job. While all this is going on, of course the fucking mermaid is going to show up for vengeance.
But I wanted to know, too, why didn't she just kill people? Like, why did he have to kill all these people? If she could leave the base, why didn't she just take out?
I think it was probably because it would have been harder for her. Because everyone he killed. Well, I guess no.
Yeah, that was... There are many plot holes in this.
She could have easily lured, like, the drunk guy that was walking. She could have been like, hey, in her, like, beautiful singing voice. And he would have come down and jumped in the water and she could have ate him.
She could be taken out to
maybe witnesses.
Yeah.
Like, he was on shore, could be, like, a little more stealthy about it. Yeah. Where if she was in the water, she might have been, like, spotted by somebody or fisherman or something.
Because if you had a tail and could live on any island, why would you choose that nasty-ass island?
To stay hidden.
That's true.
She gonna fucking live on Maui?
Ooh.
Where there's 20,000 tourist boats circling it every day? No, you're gonna pick, like, some random island.
Yeah.
The island was pretty. It's not like she was living in the fucking underground.
That's true.
Like... She was swimming up through the underground caves to eat people, but she could have just sat on the rocks, sat on those pretty steps coming down all day long. What?
The life she could have had.
Well, I mean, yeah. So the two guys are like basically going to fight the mermaid off, and they send Kelly, the weak ass swimmer, to shore with a rope to like tow their boat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bob's injured. So, like...
Bob's injured. True. But do you pick injured guy that apparently spearfishes?
Yeah.
And, like, boats all over crazy swimmer? Or girl who has swam twice in her whole life?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway. I don't think they thought that through well enough. So, they end up... Bob gets taken from the boat.
Which sucks. I really wanted, like, one of her friends to live.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
Grabs Nico. And then, randomly, Kelly comes in with, like, you just tell the end. Because this is where my notes get cloudy.
Oh, okay.
Tell the end. It's your turn.
So, Bob is dead.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Bob.
Bye, Bob. I liked him.
I did, too. Like, I wish he would have lived, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of sucked. But Nico then is like up on shore with Kelly, and the mermaid is like climbing up on shore and shit. And they put a net over her, and she just like rips the net apart. It was like it was tissue paper. Like, I was very confused.
And that.
Because it's a fishing net.
Yeah.
And then Nico goes and like spears her in the side.
Nico spears her. Okay.
Ooh. Is it Nico? Regardless, she gets speared in the side and
Nico kills her.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But Kelly then, okay, so mermaid, she dies.
She dies.
She gets speared and dies.
Right on the dock in front of everybody. Downtown.
I know.
Whatever fucking village this is at 3 o'clock in the morning. Nobody's walking around there. It's a tourist town.
I know.
The fuck?
Well, it's a small tourist town.
Even walking by drunk, I'd be like, what the fuck's going on there?
Like, oh, stabbing some mermaid?
Looks like none of my business.
Exactly. Wish I didn't see that.
Bye.
Kelly then returns the locket.
Yeah.
Like...
Do you think they became, like, good friends after that drama? I mean, there's more to the story.
There's more to the story. Yeah, there's a few minutes left. Yeah. I thought that would just be the end, but there is a little bit more. I don't think so. Maybe Christmas cards?
Christmas cards.
Stay in touch.
Good thing you're still alive and didn't get killed by the mermaid.
Well, then the guardian is still alive.
Yeah, so the guardian comes over... Because he's still alive, right?
Yeah.
And sees
he
her.
He somehow is back at shore.
Whatever. He sees her dying, and you could tell his heart is just like shattered into a billion pieces. It's very upsetting. It's very emotional and tragic.
And there's some, like, he says something like really sweet about like not talking or like having a relationship without a voice or something like that.
It's harder. It's when a mermaid is silent, that's when you need to worry or something.
Something
that's more devastating than when she is vocal.
Because she's dying and he's like hugging her.
Yeah.
And
it's very sad.
It's super sad.
And then, so that moment passes, and then you hear more cries from the water.
Yes. And then in the end, it like pans out, and there's like a billion mermaids all swimming at them from wherever. And it's all of her sisters to come and get revenge.
So do you think maybe he was feeding the sisters too, like on the side, or what? Just her?
I don't know.
I don't know either. And then,
I mean, Mike loves you. I don't expect him to feed me.
That's true. That'd be weird. So then Nico goes over and just kills the guy.
Yeah.
He kills the guardian. But as he's going to kill him, he's just like, I'm going to kill every one of those, starting with you. And then he goes and like kills the guardian. It's wild. The end.
The end.
They definitely built it up for a sequel. I don't know if there is one, though.
I don't think so, no. I think that this whole thing could have been done way better, and I would have loved it.
I think it had a lot of potential.
Yes. But even though I didn't like it, I would watch it again.
Huh?
I would watch it again.
I would watch it again. It was entertaining.
Yeah, like, it was entertaining. Greg was amazed that the camera wobbling wasn't making me sick.
Yeah.
But, like I said, it wasn't wobbly enough.
I think, like you said,
it was, like, just enough to be noticeable.
Yeah. I think if they redid it now,
it would rock.
It would fucking be so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Gore, zero.
It wasn't terrible.
Scary zero.
Yeah. I mean, I think Sienna watched this like 2 years ago when it was on Netflix.
No, like it was not scary.
No.
I mean, other than the decapitation, that was a little rough.
That was a little.
But you didn't actually see it. You just kind of like heard it.
It reminded me of High Tension.
A little bit like High Tension, yeah. And that was a little icky, but then.
It wasn't terrible.
I mean, like, if a little kid watched it and saw the mermaid's, like, monster form, that was kind of scary, but.
I enjoyed this movie, and I wish that they would redo it now.
Greg hated it, okay? Hated it with all of his heart.
Yeah.
And he goes, you have to pick the next four, and they have to be movies that you've seen. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not doing that.
You don't. What?
I think it was, he's like, where did this come from? Why did you guys pick this? You guys have been doing this, this, and this. Why would you pick something like that?
I don't know,
for fun. For just fun. Just to do something different.
Yeah.
To make fun of it.
Which we did. Yeah.
But I did.
It was entertaining.
And I really liked so the characters gave themselves way more of a decent and realistic backstory.
What movie did we recently
than a
do?
Lot of like stupid ass slasher movies.
Yeah. I love Nico's character.
You got like attached to the characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nico's monologue was great.
It was wonderful. Now, it wasn't Quint good.
No, it was not.
Fuck no.
But it was good.
It wasn't bad.
I enjoyed it.
Anyway. Yeah, I'd watch it. Do remember that next week is the first official Monday of June, so we will not be having a new episode out.
Oh.
But
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. We'll post it on Instagram and stuff like that.
Do we know what we're doing next?
No, but we can talk about it after.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night on mtrsradio.com at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. I hope everyone has a great night and a great week. And I don't really have anything to say.
You did real good.
I did great. let's see, because I didn't think about it while you were talking like I normally do. Yeah. I would have to say, don't listen to my sister and always explore abandoned buildings.
Yuck. Anyway, bye.
Bye.